The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus answered the Jews, "My Father is at work until now, so I am at work." For this reason they tried to kill him all the more, because he not only broke the Sabbath, but he also called God his own Father, making himself equal to God. Jesus answered and said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, the Son cannot do anything on his own, but only what he sees the Father doing. For what he does, the Son will do also. For the Father loves the Son, and shows him everything that he himself does. And he will show him greater works than these, so that you may be amazed. For just as the Father raises the dead and gives life, so also does the Son give life to whomever he wishes. Nor does the Father judge anyone, but he has given all judgment to the Son, so that all may honor the Son just as they honor the Father. Whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes in the one who sent me has eternal life, and will not come to condemnation, but has passed from death to life. Amen, amen, I say to you, the hour is coming, and is now here, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For just as the Father has life in himself, so also he gave to the Son the possession of life in himself. And he gave him power to exercise judgment, because he is the Son of Man. Do not be amazed at this, because the hour is coming, in which all who are in the tombs will hear his voice and will come out. Those who have done good deeds to the resurrection of life, but those who have done wicked deeds to the resurrection of condemnation. I cannot do anything on my own. I judge as I hear, and my judgment is just, because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord. Students, so many of the saints, almost any time you pick up a book on the life of a saint, they speak about the role that their moms played in their lives. Almost every single one of them would say, "I could not have become a saint if it were not for my mom." St. Augustine is the most famous. We all know about his mom, St. Monica. Not too long ago, I was reading about Mother Teresa, and she tells the story of when she was just a little girl, when she was 5, 6, 7 years old. So where are our 6, 7-year-olds? Riley, how old are you? Are you 6 years old? So all of you right there are 6 years old, right? If you're 6 years old, raise your hand. Okay, if you're 7 years old, raise your hands. Okay, so when Mother Teresa was your age, and she was just a little girl at home, when poor people would come to the door, and they would ask for food, her mom would go and she would put the food in Mother Teresa's hands. And she would say, "My daughter, Jesus is at the door. Go to feed him." And then years later, when she was 18 years old, and she felt the call to become a sister, she went to her mom and she said she needed her mom's permission. And she went and she said, "Mom, I desire to give my virginity to God." And her mom was reluctant. She hesitated, and Mother Teresa thought, "Gosh, why wouldn't she want me to do this with my life?" And finally she said, "Okay, my daughter, you may go. But if you are going to give your life to God, you must belong to Him alone." And Mother Teresa would say she knew that one day when she would stand before God on the day of her death, that her mom would be right next to God. And her mom would say to her, "Did you give your life to God alone?" And then there are moms who became saints themselves. Saint Jane de Chantal. Saint Elizabeth of Portugal. And so many others. One of the most famous is Saint Gianna. What do we know about Saint Gianna Mola? Who dressed up as Saint Gianna Mola this year for All Saints Day. Gianna. Oh, we've got our own Gianna. What do we know about St. Gianna Mola? Claire? That's right. She was a pregnant woman, and the doctor, she went to see the doctor, and the doctor said, I don't recommend you go on with this pregnancy, because if you give birth to this baby, you could die. Your life is at risk. And she said, I would rather risk my own life than to forfeit the life of my child. Our moms do so much for us. They pour their lives out for us. Did you know that even now, as a priest, my mom does so many things for me? When I moved into presentation, you know what she did? She came and she repainted my bedroom. And you know, she knows things that I don't know. She knows that it's really popular to have two shades in your bedroom. So I have two different colors on the wall. And she's redecorated almost the whole rectory for me. Our moms pour out their lives for us. What does God say in the first reading? He says, can a mother forget her child? He says, it's almost impossible. It's something unthinkable. He says, but even more so, am I conscious of every single one of you. I am more attentive to you than your own moms are. And I want to close with a quote from Blessed Mother Teresa. When Mother Teresa received her vocation, our Lord Jesus Christ appeared to her. And when he appeared to her, he was hanging on the cross with his arms extended, and he was right at the end of his life. And so she could see all the pain that he was suffering. And he looked right in her eyes and he said to her, I thirst. And she understood how much God loves us, that he thirsts for our souls. And she said the rest of her life was a response to the thirst of Jesus. And so at the very end of her life, she was about to die. And so she wanted to send a final letter to all her sisters all throughout the world. And in that letter, this is what she said. She says, why does Jesus say, I thirst? What does it mean? She says, it's something that's very hard to explain. She said, if you remember anything about this letter, you must remember this. When Jesus says, I thirst, it does not simply mean, I love you. Until you know deep inside the thirst that Jesus has for you, you cannot begin to know who he wants you to be for him or who he wants to be for you. And so students, as we come today and as we receive Jesus into our souls, and you go back to your pews and you kneel down, let's every single one of us ask him, Jesus, reveal your thirst for me. Let me know how much you long for me.